da 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 da. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
How are we doing today?
I'm fantastic again.
Yeah?
I think I said fantastic last time.
You may have.
I don't remember what I said last time, but I'm grand today.
Grand. Grand. You lots of times will say swell.
Swell, yeah.
Yeah, swell has been a thing.
Try to mix it up.
Mr. Lockwood, how are you doing?
Pretty darn good.
Pretty darn good.
That's what I'm going to do this time. Usually it's excellent.
I love it. I love it. Special guest, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing just dandy.
Just dandy.
Just dandy.
Just dandy.
Everybody say hello to Ainsley Johnson.
Hi, Ainsley. Hi, Ainsley Johnson.
Oh my gosh, we have a...
special guest.
Everyone say hello to Ainsley Johnson.
Hello, Ainsley Johnson.
Hi, Ainsley Johnson.
Ainsley Johnson is our special guest today. Ainsley is... choir co-president with Ava. We had Ava on in the first semester, so we wanted to make sure we got Ainsley on and had her opportunity to add her 2 cents to the shenanigans that are the Choir Corner podcast. So welcome, Ainsley.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being here. It is an exciting time in the vocal music department. This is the Choir Corner, episode 10, on January 30th.
2025
at 12:27
p.m.
Say in the afternoon.
In the afternoon.
Yes.
I love that song.
My biggest pet peeve. One of my big pet peeves.
PM.
People say
p.m. in the afternoon.
A.m. in the morning or p.m. in the afternoon. I woke up at 8 a.m. in the morning. Like, yeah, I know, because you said a.m.
A.m.
But sometimes I say 8 like, in the morning. If it's 12 a.m. is noon, or if it's like midnight.
It's 12 a.m. is midnight.
What is a.m.?
Yeah, 12 a.m. is midnight.
I don't know. Oh, after midnight?
It's, like,
it's like pre-meridian or something.
Isn't it like Latin?
I would say it's something
in
Latin.
Meridium or something like that.
Man, that should be a
prime meridian.
Before midday.
That should be a true fact.
Yeah. I don't remember exactly what they stand for. I don't care.
Know.
I just know that AM means in the morning. So
listeners,
stop saying
shoot
both
us
those
a comment.
Things at the same
Let
time.
Let us know what
shoot
the...
Shoot us a comment.
That's right. We don't need to have
comment
the
down below.
Those things.
Yeah.
Where you can send
like,
your audio comment to elliot.lockwood2ls2ts@fpsmail.org. We would love to hear from you and plug you into the thing so
That's
you
right.
can hear your voice.
Audio comments.
In prime time, which is whatever time we release it on whatever day.
Speaking of plugging people in, I know we're a little out of order here.
That's fine.
Do we have somebody in the eight ball today?
We do. We have the inimitable Cody Stuvey.
Stevie.
He's got a U in his name. I keep saying
it. I get it.
It's like,
also.
You know, when people like they mispronounce words because they read books.
Right.
It's that kind of thing where I don't hear people's last names very often in the night, but I see it in print.
Yes.
So. Yes.
Anywho.
I also want it to be Stuvey.
It's got a U.
Yeah.
You know.
We should just start calling him Stu.
Yeah.
Stewie.
Stewie.
Are you there?
Yes.
Oh, hey.
Good. He is
Look
there.
At him.
Yes.
Very responsive.
Thank goodness.
Sometimes our people are rather disagreeable, and they may yet become disagreeable. But so far, Cody has chosen peace.
Are you going to be disagreeable, Cody?
No chance.
Look at him. He's going to be good.
So far, so
what
good.
What a guy.
So far, so good. Well, welcome to the podcast and the eight ball, I guess. Cody, it's nice to see you, Stewie.
Yeah.
Alexis, Megan, how about we talk about social media and stuff?
The socials.
Brayden
Stover?
Yeah. I didn't get that first one when we did a special guest.
I also did.
Maybe like Maddie.
The socials.
Oh, I really didn't even listen for
it. Yeah, I know, because I was giggling at your...
Well, as Brayden said, the socials.
Sorry. That was good.
You should follow us on Instagram, X, Facebook, and TikTok at Fremont HS Choir to get updated or stay updated with all the latest deets.
Be in the know.
Yeah. Yep. Be in the know of musical posts.
It's about to get real busy,
it's
I think,
about
here
to get
as
real
we
busy.
Get close to ticket sales and all those things. I think it's going to start to get pretty intense.
Yeah.
Pretty regular. So
camping.
Speaking of intense.
Yes.
The choir corner. Oh, I mean, hopefully attention. You're listening to this on your phone.
But maybe your segue.
Grandma. Yeah, maybe your grandma's listening to this in her car. So if you don't know the name of this, it's The Choir Corner on Spotify and like, Apple
Musical. What am
Musical.
I listening to?
Musical.
How did this
Apple
come
music.
Up? Just played automatically. I'm
what
not
is
sure
this
what happened.
Lunacy that I'm hearing?
That's my mom's
That's how
like,
podcast
my mom's
work.
Like, music just starts playing on my phone. Podcasts just start playing on my phone in the car. How do I stop it?
Yeah.
You know, maybe this is you, listeners, in which case, talk to your grandchildren.
Maybe this is you. You're accidentally listening to us. Well, yeah. We're glad that you're here.
Yeah, serendipity brought us together.
That's
yeah.
There should be like a scan option on Spotify or Apple Music podcasts. Like pick a category, hit scan, and it plays
random
30 like seconds wherever you go.
That would be nice.
No, thanks.
Shuffle
yeah,
all
like,
the
radio.
Yeah.
I like
yeah.
that.
Choose a specific genre or something.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Like murder, and then it's just like he was getting stabbed and stabbed.
That's my favorite
like, okay,
type of podcast.
I'm listening. What's
not
going
like
on here?
In the middle of an episode.
I think it's in the middle.
It's like the category podcasts ran by choirs.
Yeah, right. Just the exact middle of the podcast.
The no, choir what, director.
What category would this podcast fall ones. Under? I guess.
Podcasts ran
special
by
interests, music, education.
Yeah.
I don't know if we learn anything in this podcast, though.
Well, I mean, I learned
true facts. Yeah, it's true
I learned a lot.
You're not listening enough if you're not learning.
Well, okay.
That's all I'm saying.
I understand.
You're not listening at all is what I'm hearing from.
That's not true. I definitely listen to this
We're putting
podcast.
Stuff out all the time that people should know.
Cody, you ever learned anything on this podcast?
Maybe.
All right.
You know what? That was,
you know,
you
Cody.
What does it mean?
I like your attitude. You're well, a good just, one to have in the A-ball.
So far, he's Arc fine. Man.
I hear that we have some comments today.
We do.
Is that true?
We have
yes.
some.
You've got mail.
Doesn't make sense. We've got some you've got mail. We need to find out if we indeed you've...
That was also Brayden again.
Setup isn't
That's a good right, movie. Yeah. You've got mail.
Never seen it. What's it about? Wait, we can talk about that after. It's after we get done yes. with these comments.
It shouldn't actually be Brayden because they're different numbers. So that they, maybe know. One of them is wrong.
He just got lucky.
Comments.
Yes.
Comments.
Okay. Our first one is from Davis. It's not spelt right, but that's okay. Here's a question. What's the hardest thing about directing a musical, especially with high schoolers? I'm assuming that's at you. Mm-hmm. I guess you could count me.
Well, you're kind
I'm
of the student joking. Director, yeah.
I mean, the hardest thing about directing a show is all the decisions, all the stuff that goes into putting it together. You know, there's so many moving parts, and you know, especially when you're talking about a musical, now we're talking about not just staging, not just memorizing lines, that sort of thing, but we're also adding music, and there's an orchestra, and there's dance, and there, you know, all those extra pieces. So probably the hardest thing is, you know, coordinating all the details. You know, as far as working with high school students, there's, you know, I don't know if there's anything any more difficult than working with professional actors. There are sort of missing ingredients, your experiences that you can't draw from as a high school student because you haven't had them that you could as a professional actor who is 40 years old or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
So finding a way to get to those moments, those things, and understanding how to relate moments you haven't ever experienced, yeah. you know, is an interesting one. We're going through some of that right now, trying to relate to things maybe we haven't experienced or things we haven't experienced in depth. So maybe some of that, but I wouldn't have it any other way.
Do you ever get like lonely whenever, because you can't really talk to anyone about, you know, what should I do in this one scene? I guess you have Dustin,
Dustin.
But
I have lots of resources to reach out to, people who I'll call and say, hey, I'm trying to accomplish this or whatever. So I'm quote the director, but it's not just me doing all that work. You know, I've got lots of people who are part of the process. And
what about,
you know,
generally? Do you ever get lonely?
I do. Yeah, I do sometimes. Yeah, you know.
Are you okay, Mr. Harmon?
Just in general.
We're here for you.
Yeah, this is a different podcast all of a sudden. Yeah. It's the counseling
this
corner.
This is an intervention.
The choir counseling corner or something. You know.
Cody, you ever get lonely?
No.
Okay.
Dude, if we're ever going to start naming these episodes, that's what this episode would be called.
The
choir
corner.
Counseling.
Yeah, right.
Thank you, Davis. I've got one more. It's from our honorary... dude. I forgot what the word was.
Michael Nichols.
Michael Nichols.
Somehow I knew who you were talking about.
Turk just shaved his head today.
Yep.
Or yesterday, I guess.
Definitely the most frequent commenter.
My favorite part of the video is that Lockwood speaks in a southern accent despite saying he did not like it before. Maybe that's why he switched out of it eventually.
I wondered if that might, one, first of of all, not a video. I don't know what you're talking about, Michael Nichols.
The Mad Lib or something, I think is what you're talking about. Yeah. The Mad Lib, yeah.
Yes, the last one. It was a Western.
It was a Western.
Yeah, so it's trying to be Southwestern, not like Southern.
Yeah.
It's kind of on theme, though.
That's a difference.
The musical, though.
It was. Yeah. We specifically did a musical one, and we went to Dead Rock
in
the last episode. Because of Jackson. Yes. Larson.
Jackson Larson. Jackson
Larson. Yeah, he came up with a theme. Listeners, go back and listen to episode 9.
We heard ghosts humming songs from
I don't know if you guys got that, but that was supposed to be like the show happening while the cowboy is going, cowgirl is going through town, and she's like, ah, they're ghosts. I'm out of here. But it's really actually just
the show.
The people in Dead Rock. Yeah. Everyone has dropped everything that they're doing and gone to the thing, and it appears to be a ghost town. Maybe it was too subtle.
All right. Well, I'll see you later.
That's what she says.
What was our pet? I can't remember. Was it a dog?
Hunter.
The monkey.
Oh, yeah. The monkey.
Hunter the monkey.
That's right.
In the desert.
In memoriam. Memorial.
Yeah, in memoriam.
Yep. R.I.P.
Rest in peace.
He's doing great. Hunter's doing
Michael
great.
Nichols.
No longer in pain. He's living his best life.
I was like, monkey. I was dead.
My Hunter.
He's doing great.
Yeah. He's doing great. No longer in pain.
Yeah.
Living his best life.
Yeah.
They say all dogs go to heaven.
That's the saddest movie.
It is the saddest
movie. You guys ever seen that?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, I have. So sad. It's
mom,
a cartoon.
My grandma had it on TV.
All Dogs Go to Heaven.
It's called All Dogs Go to Heaven.
Yeah.
It was an animated movie when we were kids, when I was a kid anyway. Yeah.
Is it for kids?
Unbelievably sad. Yes. But it's unbelievably sad.
Well, it's about like this dog who like runs into a bunch of trouble and like lives on the street and kind of a ruffian and that kind of thing. And
that
he saves this
sad.
Other guy, this other dog, and you know.
Yeah. But the dog dies.
Wonderful. It's a wonderful, wonderful story.
And like,
it's a wonderful story.
Like looking over the kid and stuff, and eventually decides it's time and heads toward the light.
Yeah.
Well, I have one more comment. Is that the end of the Spotify comments? I got an email from, which I just archived. Oops. Hold on. Didn't mean to do that.
Waiting game.
Hold on. Pause. I'll cut this out and post. All email.
I never know how to get to archived emails.
Okay, listeners, our next comment comes from Caleb Moore. He emailed me and said, hello, I was listening to the podcast and formed a question, which I think is a wonderful way of
formed
saying
a question.
That.
Yes.
Formed
so,
a question.
Caleb.
I have
comma splice. During the latest episode, the host claimed they liked all kinds of music. It was a couple of episodes ago. You guys were like, I like all kinds of music. And he wants to know, does that include ska and grunge in particular?
I love ska. Have you ever? I went to a wedding. Completely ska themed. It's awesome.
Okay, what is?
Yeah, can you like explain?
I don't even know how to explain.
Oh, it's like a fun up tempo rock with horns.
Yeah. Okay. And there's a lot of dancing. There's a lot of like
Big Bad Voodoo Daddies.
Yeah. Somewhere between I think of it as like somewhere between like punk rock and big band.
Yeah.
You combine punk rock and big band, you get ska.
That's perfect.
Yeah. For some reason, I was thinking Weird Al Yankovic, but it doesn't sound
polka.
Right.
It can be polka-y.
Yeah.
Really?
It can be a little two-steppy. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so I was totally off.
One of the main components, one of the things that's like calling cards of ska is the horn section. There's
got to have horns.
You know, it's got to have, you know,
brass,
trumpets.
Saxophones.
What was the other half? I just got really distracted.
Grunge.
Yeah, of course.
I'm not sure what grunge is.
It's kind of, I wouldn't say exactly metal, but it's like in that alternative.
Yeah, no, grunge was like the Nirvana movement.
Yeah.
So like Soundgarden and Nirvana, that like mid to late 90s. Push toward like Seattle northwest.
All right,
American based.
I mean, look up
alternative rock kind of.
I know I'm not a host, but I definitely could get down with some grunge, like Nirvana. I know it's basic, but
they're pretty
like
underground.
Pretty
if I do say so myself.
Okay, well then,
name
Caleb,
five
I apologize
Nirvana songs right now
for lying about that. Then I guess because I mean, I'll listen to grunge, but it's not. Ever something that I add to my
that you'll
queue.
Put on.
I haven't pegged you as a grunge fan.
I think we say I listen to all kinds of music to mean like a bunch of different types of things.
Right, yeah.
But not every type of music necessarily, right? There's some music that like, I'm just not going to spend time listening to.
I won't immediately poo-poo a thing, you know? Necessarily.
Right, yeah.
Yes. Cody, ska?
State law prohibits it.
Oh my. I don't.
That's actually,
I think it's
stink in Nebraska. It's not for everybody.
I feel like
it's Nebraska. What do you mean,
Nebraska.
State law?
Yeah. Nebraska. He's just talking about the grunge.
Yeah. Jeez.
Okay, grunge.
No chance.
Oh man.
I don't think that's
true. He was agreeable until we got into types of music.
Yeah, I don't think that's true. I could see Cody getting down on some grunge.
And
down
some ska. I can see him doing both those things.
Cody seems to be the type of person to dance to ska. Like just on his free time. In his bedroom floor and socks. He's
loving his life.
So ska, I've never heard of it. But until now.
Yeah.
But I mean, like I said, I don't think it's going to be something that I'm going to have on a playlist. But like if it's getting played at like a wedding, like I do think that would be really fun. Because it's just like, you know, it feels jazzy to me. Ska's is that right?
I know Real Big Fish and Five Iron Frenzy. Those are my two like
bands. Yeah, Real Big Fish is the other one that came to mind. Yeah.
And there's ska in Omaha. It's a big scene for that and jazz and sort of like there's punk rock in Omaha, quite a bit of that.
I don't think that ska is jazzy so much as it is more like rock, more like punk rock probably.
With horns.
Yeah. Okay. You know what I mean? So it's like, that makes more sense. It'd be more like Green Day or Nirvana or something like that with horns than it would be like a jazz group doing rock. It wouldn't be. Okay. It'd be more.
Yeah, that makes more sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
the harmony is punk rock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably not the biggest fans of those two options, Caleb. Sorry about that. But but
you got me.
If you want to play it, I'll listen.
Grunge, I don't know.
Half on the podcast host.
Yeah. Yes. Sorry.
Half and half.
Okay. Listeners, out of order a bit today, just for fun.
Yeah.
Our next fun game is
question everything.
Oh my God, it's Johnny.
Johnny,
you know.
Everything.
We're about to question everything, and I'm going to explain how to question everything. Okay. So we have a whole bunch of, you can pick from any kind of category, but it has to be choir themed related. Someone's going to say like in their head, oh, I'm going to do the choir clock. And then I'm going to say out loud, it's something in the choir room. And then through yes and no questions, you have to guess what it is. So Lockwood could ask, oh, is it in our big room? Is it near the risers? And then I'll say, yes.
So kind of like I spy.
Hey. Yeah, almost.
Yeah, so yes. Playing 20 questions.
It does not have to be something physical. You could pick like one of our concerts. You could pick something that we do as a choir. Okay.
Or more broadly about singing.
Yes.
That doesn't have anything to do with
vocal
this place.
Yeah, so like vibrations.
Yeah.
Sure. Ah, that's good. That's nice and abstract.
You should have
steal
kept
that idea.
That. Yeah, I was going to say
my bad.
All right. Do you want to kick us off?
Yeah. It's an event.
An event.
Is it a Fremont choir event?
No.
Okay.
Has it happened at Fremont High School before?
No.
How many guesses do we get?
Just as many
infinite.
As well.
Okay. Until we give up.
Yeah. Or you guess it.
Infinity. Or we get it.
Yeah.
I don't think we've ever given up.
No pressure. Angry.
So I just want to clarify. The question was, you said it's an event.
Mm-hmm.
The question was, is it a Fremont choir event?
Mm-hmm.
And you said no.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, does Fremont do this? And it's an event that other people do, or is it something that we do not do, and that's why it's not a Fremont
event? The first part.
Okay. So it's not a Fremont specific event.
Yeah.
But it is something that Fremont
might
would
do this.
Yes.
Do.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm also going to count that.
Is it high school related? Like high school choir?
Yes.
Okay.
Is it like one of the festivals? Like we're going to the Bellevue East, a choir invite.
Something
type
that
thing.
Like other schools come to. Yeah. Not that.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Do parents attend?
They can.
But do they?
But
they can.
Sometimes? Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Is it district music contest?
No.
Okay.
Is that rehearsal?
No.
Do we sing at all at it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot.
Okay. Is there acting?
Yeah.
Are there costumes?
No.
Is it show choir?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
They've got costumes.
Oh, yeah, that's duh.
Like choral collaborative? That.
Wait, did you say there was acting?
She zoned out.
Was acting no costumes?
Right? No. No, it's not choral collaborative.
There is acting, think about that. But there's no costumes.
Why did you have to think about that?
I had to think about that because I know this one by one name, but sometimes I'm scared that there's another name that it goes by and
Soda
I'm going
to
get it wrong. I'm not sure if there is another name for it. No, it's not Soda Shop.
See, but it's not Fremont specific.
Right, but it, like a Pops concert kind of thing.
No.
Okay.
I didn't realize this was going to be
not
so
show choir.
Yeah. Do you want a hint?
Yes.
Sure.
We did it last year, actually.
What?
We attended this last year.
I don't remember last week.
Yeah. And it's something
Mr. King
we
said
as
that
an
it was like January 3000.
Yeah. We as a choir came to this.
Going to, no.
I don't think you were there.
Was it like the Mav hockey game?
No.
like the chorale? That was
just, yeah, if it's the whole choir.
It was like the entirety of varsity choir.
Just varsity though, not JV?
Yeah.
So like a social event you went to?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Was it required to attend?
Yeah, but some people didn't go.
Uh-oh.
As always.
Was this because they like had other arrangements or they just like didn't show up?
They had other arrangements.
Okay.
Don't count that as a question.
I'm totally stuffed.
No.
I have no idea.
Something really bad happened while we were there.
Was it? You're talking about the choral collaborative rehearsals where the bus broke down.
No.
Is that what you're talking about?
No.
It was last year.
I don't remember any like catastrophe happening. Last year is in 2024 or last school year?
Last year is in like 2024.
Year. Like last school year.
Last
basically,
school year or
it
last
had to do
year?
With last school year.
Was it? Oh, never mind. I don't know.
Okay. Was it the
We're
thing
all
that...
going to go, oh, after this probably.
Well, okay. Well, what I was going to say is the, what was the name of the thing that we performed at the Orpheum where the like pipes broke? Was it that thingy?
Oh my gosh.
At the High School Theater Awards event.
Was it that?
What's it called, guys?
Oh my gosh.
The Nebraska High School Theater Awards.
Yeah.
Omaha Performing Arts.
Exactly.
Yay, we got it?
Yeah. That was perfect.
Okay, yay.
Something bad happened. Yeah,
the pipes.
Yeah, the
toilet water.
Water overflowed the toilets.
Oh, I didn't hear about that.
The whole lower level of the place was flooded.
This is the first I've heard of this.
The entire lower level.
Oh my gosh.
I could feel my stomping feet right now.
Housing schools and stuff was all underwater.
Excellent.
Like a few inches thick, too.
Yep. And everyone,
good times.
Yep. And the poor people that were in the, like the tap shoes, they were like all wet.
Slip and slap. Yep. The stage was a mess and the whole thing.
Yeah,
good times.
That was a
good times. Great oldies.
What is that?
KGO.
How many are those?
5, 10, 15,
24. Oh, man. We overshot 20.
Yeah.
Busted a little.
That's a tough one.
Okay, I've got one.
Sorry.
Okay. It's a music tool.
A baton.
No.
A tuning, whatever, like a
baton.
I don't know what it's called. A tuning stick?
A tuning fork?
Tuning fork,
Really in the ballpark.
Oh, really?
A music tool, is what you said? Alexis Todd.
No.
Okay, so you're not very nice, and it was close to tuning. You're just adding points to make idiot jokes.
Like a pitch pipe?
Pitch pipe. Yeah, you got it in four.
Yay!
Nice. Tuning fork is like, yes.
Yeah, it's pretty much it. Yeah, right.
Does that. Good job, Ainsley.
Although fork only gives you the one, right? You get a tuning fork in a pitch.
That's
right?
All you need.
It's going to be A or whatever. And then you have to find it from there. The pitch pipe has the variety.
That's
of
all that, you need.
Is that like the circle thing?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, I have something, but I don't know like what category this will be in. So I'm just going to say an event that happened, I guess.
I'm
going to
put event question mark.
Yeah.
Okay.
like a musical event or something like that.
No, it's just a choir event.
Okay.
Is it a Fremont High School specific choir event?
Yes.
Okay.
Soda shop.
No.
Was it the premiere of Nebraska Sandbar?
Oh my gosh, how did you know?
Was that it?
Yeah.
That's awesome. That
I was
awesome for.
Thinking of Nebraska Sandbar. And I was like, how do I like categorize?
We talked about it the other day. We brought it. I mean, we mentioned it.
Yeah,
where to
go?
Each other.
Oh, where that was the Christmas party.
Yes.
Yeah. I remember.
We just discussed that. You and I. Somehow it came up the other day.
Well, the other day Maddie McBratney was wearing a shirt that said the bar, but it like stood for like, you know, when I get to those high expectations. And I was like, I just thought it was short for like Nebraska Sandbar's merch, you know? Yeah. like you customized.
Let me get my aunt on that real quick.
Nebraska Sandbar.
Listeners, we've got a bunch of crazy goofballs around here that have made this Jersey Shore-esque sort of spoof when they write a script and they perform little plays for us every once in a while called Nebraska Sandbar. Ha 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 ha.
Yes,
it was very comical.
They did this the other day.
It's really good. I'm in on it. I think it's really, really funny.
Very interesting.
Okay. Do we have any more?
We should move on so we have time for the other stuff.
I'm going to make sure we get to the things. Our next fun thing is... True facts.
Cody.
Cody, you got
Cody,
out.
Cody, did you get out of the eight ball?
There is a disturbance in the force.
Oh my gosh.
Is that a Yoda impression?
In the eight ball's force. That was perfect, yeah.
All right.
That's not a bad Yoda.
Every time I am finding my true facts for the week, I think of Mr. Lockwood saying, Megan, tell us what's true in the world.
Megan, tell us what's true in the world.
So I'm here to tell you what's true in the world.
Good setup. Very transparent.
Yes. So anyway, today I have four. I have two shorter ones and then two a little bit longer. So... There are 293 ways to make change for a dollar, a singular dollar.
Oh, all right. Math. Which
I absolutely believe because over Christmas break, I emptied out my coin jar and my brother helped me count it out and I had $20 in dime or yeah, $20 in dimes.
Wow.
I had $60 in there. Yeah. It was,
that's so many dimes.
Quite the Christmas present.
There was a time a while back. I think I might have mentioned on the podcast, but like the people at Scooters needed to like break open one of those coin sleeves with all the quarters and stuff. Mm-hmm. And they were trying to like rip it open and stuff. And they evidently didn't know. They were younger, a little older than you maybe, but young, mm-hmm. you know, and stuff. And I was like, you know, you just bash them on the table. And they're like, what? Like they've never heard that you're supposed to take it and just bash it on the corner and then you can break it open and stuff. Open, yeah. That's how
I did that once at my job and I got pennies all over
everywhere
and it was a mess.
Yeah, there's a that's you hit it a little hard, it just exploded
everywhere. Yeah,
right.
All over the place.
That's funny.
I like that one. That's a good mm-hmm. one.
So very short but also very
293.
Interesting.
Yeah, 293
ways. Okay. And then another short one.
Does that have to do with the pleats on the chef's hat or something?
Yeah, that's what I was
that have anything to do with that? No. The number of ways you can make change for
because this seems reasonable.
That's
you know?
Why there's that many pleats on
what?
A chef's hat.
The egg one seems reasonable.
Of, you know, shy of 100 some odd ways just to do it with all the like the penny ways. You know?
Yeah. Right.
Because there's a lot of combinations.
Yeah, I've been thinking about eggs Benedict for like 3 days now.
Ed
now
Benedict.
That you say eggs.
Is that like whipped eggs all right. or something?
I don't know.
All right. Here we go. Okay. We're moving on.
I just know it's good.
Our second fact for the day is Maine is the only state that has a one syllable name. And I was trying to think about all the states, and it is true.
Mm.
Yeah. Alabama, Alaska.
I see that. Arkansas, Arkansas.
I love California, that. California,
is that copyrighted? Is that copyrighted?
Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Idaho.
Is the first singing we're doing on the Empire Corner podcast.
I don't know this song.
Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maine.
Yes,
Maryland, Michigan. Minnesota, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada.
Okay.
New Hampshire.
What's
New
the next
Jersey,
true fact, Mexico, Megan?
New York, North Carolina.
Anyway, thank you for joining us. Finish it.
In Rhode Island, South Carolina,
Ohio,
South
Dakota, Tennessee, Texas. Utah, Vermont, Virginia, Washington,
West Virginia, Wisconsin.
Whoa, I messed up.
It sounds like it. Wow. We did a soda shop one time that was called Cities and States.
Oh, the theme that's was Cities and States. Fun.
So we did song like New York, New York, the theme from New York, New York, and all these things.
Kong.
And choir had been invited to sing at NMEA that year. So we were really busy. So I was like, we need something that we can do that'll work for soda shop. But isn't going to take a lot of time. So we learned the 50 nifty United States.
Oh, that's so
and
funny.
Then cut out all the states and shapes and put it together on stage.
Yeah.
And created a little brass band. So when we got to Nebraska, the band went, there is no place like Nebraska.
Good old Nebraska. So,
and then
I love
Nevada.
That.
We went on. It was very fun.
Yeah.
Awesome. I love that song. We sang that in sixth grade.
Is the big tune you just sang, is that a Nebraska-specific one? Is that why Nebraska goes so big?
No, that's just happens the tune. Yep.
Yeah,
that's
and then happens. There's this part at the end where it's good. North, south, east, west, and a common objective opinion. Nebraska is the best.
And every state does it different. Yeah. So it's like, Wisconsin is the best.
Or Maine.
I didn't know that part.
I grew up doing to the tune of the... So it's Alabama and Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado.
It's like the same thing.
I don't remember it.
Yay.
Yes.
See, like I grew up in Iowa. We didn't love that. At all. Like, I never learned a state song.
Oh, my goodness. I love this.
I love the beginning. It's really fun.
And with that, we are going to segue.
I like cutting her off.
Very good.
Okay. For our third fact, octopuses have 3 hearts.
Octopi?
Octopi.
Octopuses is also correct. We've debunked this. Yes.
Yes. Octopuses or pie are incredible creatures with not one, not two, but 3 hearts. 2 hearts pump blood to the gills while the 3rd heart pumps it to the rest of the body. These extra hearts help them survive in the deep sea where oxygen levels are low.
Sure.
You've had 3 facts that all seem plausible.
Yeah.
I salute you.
I think I knew, I'm not sure, but I think I knew that octopus had multiple hearts. I don't know that I knew it was 3.
I knew that from Finding Dory.
But.
I know that from Octonauts?
Yeah.
That one show.
Oh, yeah.
And giraffes have 7 neck bones. I learned that from a True Facts book, actually.
7 neck bones.
All of the
7 neck bones, just like humans.
All of which are fractured when they're born because they fall from
a giraffe, you know, a plop. Yeah.
Are you being serious?
No.
But they do have to fall. Yes.
But they do have to fall when they're.
Yeah, we went over this. Yes.
A long, long way.
That's funny. Is the octopus, this is not part of the true fact. Do you guys know if they're one of those animals that, like, if you, like, if it loses a limb, does it regrow one?
Like a worm?
I think they have a fast recovery, though.
Geckos do that.
I don't think they regrow it. I think they have a fast recovery. So, like, they can heal really well.
Because they have seven others, I guess.
They're fine.
I don't think they regrow them, though.
Yeah, geckos will regrow their tail.
I guess they would be in... What's the seven?
Starfish?
Septa.
A septopus. That's cool.
It's incredible to see videos of, like, octopus, like... make their way through like really tiny openings and stuff, that kind of thing. It's really crazy because they are
they kind of look bigger,
gelatiny. But,
yeah,
you know, yeah,
gelatiny, gelatinous.
This is off topic. Thank you. Yes, but Ava Rasmussen, actually, I was in her wind time in seventh grade, and she did true facts every day.
Really?
Yeah, that's my co-president did true facts.
My co-president, yes. All right, and for our fourth fact, Mr. Lockwood, I wouldn't be surprised if you know this one because you often know the names of groups of animals.
Okay.
So
is that true?
Is this like
true
birds? It's like a crow is a murder.
Yeah. A group of flamingos is called a flamboyance.
No, I didn't know that, but that's perfect.
Well, yeah, flamingos are already pretty fancy with their pink feathers, but did you know that a group of them is called a flamboyance? It's a fitting name for such flashy and fabulous birds.
So does that mean a group of flamboyant people are a flamboyous?
What is a flamingo?
Maybe they're called a flamingo.
We should use that to talk about like in a period drama that has like a group of like catty ladies and
the flamboyants.
Hey, you flamingos!
In England in the Renaissance or whatever stuff, and they're like, you're horrible and stuff. Okay, go back with your flamboyance, ladies.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
They're big hats. And
is that a flamboyant? Yeah.
How many
flamingos does it take
to make a flamboyant?
Three or more.
Well, yeah.
Three or more.
Otherwise, it's just two. Yeah.
Is that the whole rule for like all other animals? Like, it takes three or more crows to make a murder?
I don't know. There's a duo. Because you can't have a group.
There's a couple of flamingos.
We're in our group. How many people are in our group? Just me and you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's a perfectly acceptable group, as a matter of fact.
I think a perfect group is just one.
I prefer that lots of times.
I prefer a group of one if it's group projects. Yes. I feel like you guys might be good at this and stuff, but it's just a lot more work to coordinate.
If it's just one flamingo working on a project and they're like, it's a group project, are they still a flamboyance of flamingos, even if it's just one working on a project?
Flamingo?
Only in their head. Yeah.
I feel like
we're getting a little too hypothetical.
Yeah, when they tell you to get into groups at school, it's like a group of two.
What do you think, Cody?
How about no, Scott?
Oh my.
All right.
That's my dad's name.
Who is Scott?
It's from Austin Powers. I wrote that one down.
Oh my gosh. Yes. I love Austin Dr. Evil's Powers.
To Seth Green.
Yes.
How about no, Scott?
And then, like, when he's like, why can't we just shoot him? You just don't get it, do you, Scott? Because he's an evil genius, you know? That's too easy.
That comedy works because, in fact, Scott is the only, like, sensible one in the entire movie.
Yes, right.
He plays, like, just a normal, regular person, and all the rest of the people who are, like, just elevated extra, into absurdity are like, what are you talking about?
That's right.
But he's us, you know, just being like, this is so dumb.
Like in The Office or something. Where, like, oh, yes. Jim's the only normal one.
Right, you got to have the person who's, like, who's us, who's like, yeah, this is ridiculous. Yeah, you can just have the zoom in.
Everyone else is like, no, you're ridiculous.
Yes.
Don't get it.
All right. Are those all of our true facts?
That is all of our true facts.
Thank you. You're welcome. Very informative.
Very true.
And I believe them, which is
all of them.
Not necessary for them to be true, but it is fun.
Yeah, you have to cite your sources and don't say Wikipedia.
APA 8.
I don't even know if that's a thing.
Harvard.
Ainsley, say our next fun game is.
Our next fun game is
Red Cards, Green Cards.
Red Cards, Green Cards is a game that we play in which we have a green card that has an adjective on it, and all the rest of us are going to play red cards, a noun of some kind, something choir specific on it, and the judge, the person who's played the green card, has to decide which one is the best for any subjective reason, like apples to apples.
Except this is called Red Cards, Green Cards.
Red Cards, Green Cards.
No copyright.
I have
here.
Good cards today.
So, Ainsley, would you like to be the first judge?
Funny. Sure.
So you may draw a card from this.
Are we doing three?
We're going to do three. Go around. I mathed it out and figured out that with five people, it'll take like 11 times max for us to get around for somebody to get to three. That is, we would have like 2, 2, 2, 2, 3. That's 11. So we won't do any more than 11 rounds.
Great.
So Ainsley, you can read either the written in one or one of the printed ones for the green cards. Just pick your poison here.
All right. The adjective on this card is spiffy.
Spiffy.
Which I think this can be taken many different ways, depending on who you are.
All right.
Like are fancy, you, are you, snobby.
Well, we'll find out, I guess. I was going to ask if you're a literal or a funny person.
Mine's kind of funny.
See, I sometimes find literal things to be more funny than... It's kind of like what Mr. Harmon said about... if you try to be funny, you're not funny. You got to be funny. You just are funny.
Naturally. That was me trying to be funny. So I hope you laugh.
Haha, very funny.
All right. So you're going to read the written in ones for the Reds. They're choir specific. The word is spiffy.
So I really hope none of you two put these, but one is Mr. Lockwood.
Oh, good.
One is Mr. Harmon.
Oh, good. Spiffy.
That'd be really funny.
You just put each other.
Yeah, with teamwork.
Lockwood plays too many notes. I'm assuming you wrote these.
I wrote all these, yeah.
He's like, watch this.
I'm trying to be self-aware. Yeah.
Beyonce and the Pips.
I try to be self-aware.
And then immediately Beyonce.
I like that it's Beyonce and the Pips and not Gladys Beyonce. Knight and the Pips.
Well, I forgot who the other one was, yeah. So I just wrote Beyonce. And the Pips. I couldn't think. I was like, oh, whoever.
I'm going to say Lockwood plays too many notes.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
me.
Because who put Lockwood? He always just randomly just plays a song. And yeah, who put Mr. Lockwood?
I did.
Sometimes I do play too many notes.
I think it would have been way funnier if he had done it.
Hey, check this out.
All right, where do I put the discards?
Yeah. Just wherever. Face up somewhere.
Yep.
All right, Megan has 1 point, and she gets to draw a card, not because she gets 1 point, but because she's next.
I want to do torturous.
Torturous.
See, the card I drew or I put down was a little applicable for today's class.
Oh.
Oh.
Giving a hint.
Treacherous.
Torturous. You said torturous.
That's what I meant to say. I was thinking Taylor Swift.
Yes, Taylor Swift.
Which one is it? Torturous?
Torturous.
Okay.
I mean, they're not too different of words. Yeah. So.
Okay, rushing... The tempo. Is it the one that's...
Oh, I don't know. I know what that is.
I don't know.
But I know who put that then.
Elementary music programs.
Oh, Mr. Harmon.
That is funny. That's some funny stuff right there. Sight reading Olympics.
Oh.
Treacherous.
Did you guys ever do that?
Yeah. Torturous. Now yeah. I don't even remember. Is it torturous?
Torturous.
I'm so screwed up.
Dragging the tempo.
Oh, that's the opposite.
Rushing and dragging.
Oh, man. Okay, I think the funniest one is elementary music program.
Yeah, that's me.
Yes, it is.
Because that is so hard to sit through. Sometimes it's just like, ugh.
All right. All I have is torturous now, so that's good.
Discards? Yeah.
All right. 1 point to me and 1 point to Megan. Alexis, you may draw a green... Here, we'll give you half the stack.
That's awesome. Here, hand it to Harkman.
Thank you.
Harkmarman.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. What would yours be?
It starts with a vowel, so it doesn't really work.
Yeah, same with my name.
And it already has L's in it, so so many L's.
Lilliot Eckwood. Lilliot Eckwood.
Yeah.
Tlexus out.
How about Lolliot Eckwood?
I like that. Lolliot Eckwood.
Very good.
This one is team oriented. I feel like this is a, flamboyant. You know?
Team oriented.
Oh, the word is team oriented.
Okay. Do you need a card, Harkman?
I do.
Harkman. I should save. Oh, save
my
often.
Gosh.
Like, me? Nothing worse than doing a whole podcast and having to do it all over again.
Yes.
Have you ever done that before?
Oh, we've done part of a thing.
Oh.
Yeah. But it was in the first couple of minutes. Okay.
Our we've word got is team oriented.
Team oriented.
All the bases are here. the sectionals. Barry.
Whoever put the first one was really funny.
A big ensemble finish.
That's
sing off.
Funny.
The sing off.
These two are really good. I like these two. But I'm going to go with all the bases.
Yay!
Here.
Yeah.
2 points for Megan.
Oh, wait. I almost just gave you a
just
random
gave you a
one.
Random one. Yeah, that's right.
Is that reference to the corral thing? Or yes, all the bases are here. Always are here.
All right, so Megan is a game point, so we better make sure she doesn't win immediately. I want to
turn. Here we are. Painful.
Painful
is the word.
Like torturous.
Gosh darn it, do you have a good one?
Well, I have a really funny one, but...
Use a really funny one. Maybe you'll win, and maybe we'll get rid of your really good one.
No, because I don't know.
Painful.
Hold up.
Is that
we got about
there on the
25 minutes.
Yeah, your hand it to me. You got this.
This is dead air.
Yes.
Gonna cut all this.
Boop.
Remember to cut all this. If you're listening to this, it's gone.
Hey, this is dead air.
If you're listening to this, we forgot to cut it.
Yes.
This is the episode that gets copyrighted. We sang like 12 different songs.
I'm singing the Pink Panther theme over here.
They sing the Jeopardy song.
Okay, the word is painful.
The word is painful.
Canvas.
Ooh. I just don't mind canvas that much.
True. Sing-alongers.
Oh, that's funny.
The clap-alongers, actually.
Clap-alongers today, yeah. Stage makeup.
Stage makeup
more than one song at a time on one piano.
Oh, okay.
That happens a lot here.
That is
like
true.
Like right before rehearsal.
Yeah. Or like, a lot of these cards are me complaining.
Yes. The painful is sing-alongers.
Oh,
is that what you're choosing?
Sing-alongers.
Got him!
Dang, I was not him. Funny.
Haha, it's funnier.
I was not.
Okay, so it's one to Megan. Do you have one?
She's got two.
Two to Megan. You have one. I have one. That's four. Okay, great. Let's go with proud.
Proud.
I'm proud.
Proud.
Oh, that's another song. I'm so sorry.
Thank you.
American.
Thank you.
These cards are so stabby. They're like, they got really sharp corners.
You have to like shuffle them.
Gotta work them in.
Get, yeah.
All right, we've got proud opening night.
Oh, wait, that is true.
Yes. Proud Lockwood's Rants.
Oh, I love this one.
Proud Trumpet. Proud Trombones.
Oh.
I mean, I don't think anything's more proud than the trumpets. So I'm going to go with trumpets.
That's true.
That was me.
That's you?
That was me.
Thank God. Nice. Megan.
Thank you.
There you go.
That's a good point.
Hey. I hope that's you.
Rightly or wrongly, I think the trumpets feel pretty proud.
Agreed.
We're trumpets, after all.
Yeah.
Do you play the trumpet?
No.
Okay, I was going to say, I didn't know if
trombone
that was in your wheel.
And horn.
Okay.
I did know you played horn. You're
horn
very
now
good at
better
horn.
Than trombone. Not good, but enough to get paid
I really
for the community theater to play for it.
Yes. So.
Hey, there you go.
It's good enough. So, all right, Ainsley, we go around again until somebody gets to three cards.
Okay. Yeah.
I got to pull something good out of my hat.
Yeah, you've been slacking here. You had two really good ones. And then nothing.
I can say it, but you can't.
Don't tear me down.
Yeah. Can I spice things up and do an adjective that probably will not apply to anything?
Sure.
I'm going to do chewy.
Sure.
Chewy.
As in like food. That's chewy.
Yeah.
Undercooked
or
meat.
Or not
or
like
the,
food.
Or the overcooked Mexican meat. Restaurant downtown. Mm, this is a
different,
sponsorship
different
now.
Chewy.
Or the Mexican restaurant downtown. I really like it there. It's very good. Here's a red card.
This is not a diss. This is an advertisement.
I would say this is sponsorship by Chewy's.
Yeah. Is it the Chewy's musical?
If you want to
Chewy
sponsor.
The musical.
Is that the one that's spelled like C-H-E-Y?
Yeah. I don't really know how to spell. Chewy. I just know that they make amazing food.
Yes, that's how you spell it.
Chewy.
I have three.
I've never been to the one downtown, but I've been to another Chewy's.
Downtown.
Cody, you like Chewy things?
Yeah, I know. Maybe.
Maybe.
I was looking for one.
Just thought I'd involve you.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Okay, chewy.
Chewy.
First word is staples.
Staples.
I think that's the opposite of chewy, but I like the enthusiasm. Non-pitch sound effects. So like,
bah. Like sure.
Bah. Hey, that kind of works.
Sure, yeah.
Okay. Lip buzz. I do not like lip buzzes. I can't do them.
Does your nose tickle?
Yeah, you literally just did it.
Well,
I love how you're like, I can't do it,
no,
and then
okay,
did it.
But I can't do it for
pitch.
Long.
Yeah.
See, you gave me a whole lesson about like breathing, and I still can't do it. So,
lip
like,
buzzing is good radio.
For long, yes. On Glee. Whoever put this has the key to my
Chewy
heart.
Glee.
But I'm going to have to say lip buzz.
Got him!
I put Glee.
I love
man.
That.
Got him.
Megan is the winner, the undisputed champion.
Nope.
No, I put Glee.
Oh.
No, Alexis.
Alexis
it's tied between lip
buzz. Oh, okay. Well, I'm clearly not paying attention.
2-2. I hope I win this next one so you have no chance of winning.
I can't win this one.
Ha ha. I'm just kidding.
Let's go with magnificent.
Hmm. I've run out of good ones.
God, I'm
what's
scared.
The, what's the dead? Wait, dead noise? Is that what you called it?
Dead air.
Dead air.
Here you go.
On
this
air.
It's easy to spot when editing. You're like, there's not
yours?
A lot of sound there.
No, it wasn't mine.
Let's go with that one.
Like,
oh gosh, I don't have any good
sorry.
Ones.
Thank
I'm
you.
Gonna lose.
I've used
thank
them.
You. Okay, magnificent.
Dead air.
My GPA.
My GPA.
Weird flex, but okay.
How is that choir related, Mr. Lockwood?
Well, it's school still.
I guess,
so I
guess that's true.
I'm loose with
chromaticism.
The definitions. Magnificent.
Beautiful.
The accidentals.
Ew, who said that?
The grand piano. It's quite grand.
Magnificent.
You know? not just grand, it's magnificent. I think my GPA is funny, even though it's like...
Punkman, it's your first one.
Wow. That's pretty funny.
It is funny, yeah.
Gosh darn it.
That is funny.
How was your GPA in high school, Mr. Harmon?
No.
I graduated 13th of my class.
Out of?
Oh, wow.
479 or something.
He's a trial.
That's good. If it was 13 out of like 14, that'd be
that's impressive. Yeah. Like my dad graduated the class of 32. That would have been a different. Yeah. I was solidly average.
I was right in the middle.
Well, I only received one GPA kind of guy. In school.
Very
that doesn't mean anything because I got to college and was immediately on academic probation. So,
what class was the non-AN?
It was in my 11th grade English class. She and I did not see eye to eye.
Okay.
Mrs. Lucky.
Let's, since we all have cards we don't like, let's just do a fun thing where all of us discard one we don't like and draw a new one.
Okay. That's good
just
for
in case. Wait. That was not better. Darn it.
I haven't grabbed on anyone.
Oh, anyway. Well.
I got a funny one.
I did not get a better one.
Oh, yeah. I like that one.
What's that's the good. Word?
Right. Is it my turn?
No, it's my turn. Okay, got
it. I couldn't remember where we were.
We're going to go with a little bit dangerous.
Just a little
dangerous.
Bit?
Dangerous?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Dangerous.
Dangerous.
The nouns or the synonyms are unsafe and risky.
Oh, risque. Thank you. I didn't know what dangerous meant.
Flipped it over. Dangerous. Singing in Latin. I like that. That's good.
You might summon demons.
Oh,
yes.
Fortuna.
Every time we do DSE Ray, I'm like,
yeah.
Like, do you see the DSE?
Carmina Burana.
Yeah, a bunch of Carmina was.
Yeah.
Yes.
Page turn. True.
Dangerous.
Dangerous.
You can get paper cuts. Like, it's really bad.
Yeah.
I know. And several people have.
And several I am one of them. I've gotten a bad paper cut.
We've lost friends to paper cuts. Okay.
They're like the worst pain, though, because it's sharp and
yeah, and you still got to use that finger, probably.
I know.
Stagger breathing.
Stagger breathing is dangerous.
And getting on off the risers.
Oh, yeah.
No, honestly, all of those are kind of dangerous.
Really good. And really dangerous. Page turns.
Yep.
Oh, nice. Man.
He just bunch lost people too have much two. Blood.
It right. was a paper cut comment, I bet.
Ainsley and I have one, and Megan, Alexis, and Harmon all have two. It's Harmon's
dang,
turn to select,
crazy.
So it's not a good situation for
the
Harmon.
The word is confusing.
Confusing. We got about 15 minutes.
Okay. Shoot, we might not get to our topic.
Well, we'll just push it to next week.
Again. Yeah.
Let's put it another week.
Listen, for volume 3.
Yes.
It's a topic on music consumerism.
Well, you know, the choir corner is perpetual, so it's
yes,
fine.
It is.
We got plenty of time.
Okay, the...
lives in perpetuity.
The word today was confusing.
Confusing.
Piano?
Oh. The FAFSA.
The FAFSA.
Yeah, that's true.
Done and done, thankfully.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Gabe has a question.
Oh, my gosh. That's such a good card.
How did you come up with that?
You got to write one that's like...
I pay attention in rehearsals.
Jack's birthday now.
It's not Jack's birthday.
Double sharps and flats.
Oh, right. Yes.
They are really confusing.
Space facts with Lockwood. I know now that that one's Megan's, because she was saying it with me at the same time.
What?
So I know for sure.
So you don't want her to win, so pick a different one.
It might be the best one, but I can't pick it, because I know that means she's going to win,
oh,
and I'm close to winning.
Face.
So the answer is, Gabe has a question.
That's
that is hilarious.
That's a four-way tie.
All right, torturous and confusing.
Sorry, Ainsley.
No, it's okay.
All right,
okay.
Ainsley, this is your chance to hopefully get on the two train.
That was really funny.
My cards right. are just yeah. not good. I'm going to blame it on the cards.
We're going to go with worthless.
Oh, my.
Useless, what? Meaningless,
is
worthless.
Can we throw this in the garbage?
If you have that one, whatever, I'm in.
I have really bad cards. I don't think I'm going to pull it off this time.
Worthless. Okay. The word is worthless.
For sure.
Yeah, for
that's
sure.
That's for sure coming.
Vocal jazz.
So that obviously hit a string, yeah. Hit a chord.
More than two sharps or flats. Yeah, aww. Key of D or B flat or at most. That's right. Repetition.
Repetition.
Thank repetition.
You. Double dotted rhythm. So we got some, yeah, some music things. Double dotted rhythms. I'm going to go with double dotted rhythms.
Yes, you are.
No!
Oh, wow.
Harmon wins the game.
Shoot!
No!
I did to both of you what Penn State did to Nebraska.
Oh.
I'm going to do to you what I don't know.
Nice.
Cool. All right. Should we move on to just a little bit of discussion about the...
Musical.
Whoa, that was Emily, my record.
That,
But then that was very like deep compared to all the rest of them. No, no.
It was deep?
Yeah, I felt deeper because all the rest of them were like, da, na, na,
na, da. I thought you were talking about the voice for a second, and I was like, that's completely opposite.
Oh, yeah.
You're talking about the musical sample. Gotcha. Musical. Yeah, we are just getting ready to turn the calendar into February.
So finally.
Feels like January has been forever. So we are finishing up week four of preparation for the musical. So
it's a good Hallmark card. January is forever, but love is, right. is eternal. I don't know.
Coming up on Valentine's Day.
We are. It is. Yeah, we're coming up on just about halfway mark in preparation for the musical. So tickets will go on sale February 17th to the public. So be on the lookout for advertisements and that sort of business, QR codes to buy tickets online. The musical is March 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th, four shows. The 6th and 7th, 6th, 7th, and 8th are 7:30 evening performances. The 9th is a 2:30 matinee on that Sunday. So we are, like I said, about halfway in our preparation for the musical. So it's getting exciting. Getting exciting. We're just a little less than 2 weeks away from adding the cast, and we're doing dancing and learning songs and, you know, everything's staged. We've added music now in rehearsal. So,
yep, it's the normal week one kind of disaster.
Yeah, we're cooking along. Cooking along.
Yeah, I love music the first week. I love music.
Yes.
I would hope you do.
The first week when we do it, because it's just all of us are like, I don't know, man.
Okay, we'll see how this works.
We just bumble through, and I love that. I love that feeling of teamwork of just going like, it doesn't matter, just keep going. It's all good. It's fine.
We're gonna do it.
I think sometimes people forget like how far we've actually come, because it still seems like we have so much more to do.
Yep.
But yet, most of us are off book and already have music. So
it's just step by step.
Sure.
And Alexis is killing it as student director, getting those emails in at 2 a.m.
You're like, it happened. Count this for yesterday.
That's all that matters. My 2 a.m. emails.
Absolutely. I mean, doing a really great job of leading. She's not the only one who's leading, though. I mean, everybody's really I'm just so pleased with this cast, and had so much fun watching them grow and that sort of thing. So we've had a lot of fun so far. So I hope everyone is enjoying it the way I enjoy it.
Yeah.
At this point. So
Cody, you having a good time?
There is a disturbance in the force.
There's a disturbance in the force.
I mean, I guess.
He can't have a good time because of...
Yes. Everything's out of alignment.
There's a disturbance in the force because he's having a good time.
Yeah, maybe that's it. We're having a great time. Yeah. I can't wait.
Fun is had by all.
That's right.
Okay, so listeners, our next fun game is... not a game at all.
Today's topic.
Ben, yeah. England.
Today's topic is part two of music consumerism. Last time we were together, we started to talk about how we ingest music. What do we do to listen to music, right? I think it's true. I think we all recognize that the vast majority of the students who study music at the high school are going to continue to be a part of music, but mostly what they're going to do is consume, right? They're going to purchase music, or they're going to listen, they're going to see concerts, that sort of thing. And the majority of them are not going to go be musicians by trade, by vocation, or maybe even participate in musical ensembles or that sort of thing after school. But everybody
just like
will.
All people.
Yeah, you know, right.
Music business is mostly about consumerism.
That's right. Right.
And so, that sounds like a negative thing, but that's just people listening to music. If you don't call it consumerism, sounds kind of negative. But just people listening to music.
Right. So the conversation last week was just about how we listen to music currently. And we talked about podcasts or streaming services and things like that, and concerts and that sort of thing. I think the next best question is, how do we think we're going to be listening to music 10 years from now?
Can I comment on this real quick?
Yeah.
I think like trends often tend to repeat themselves. And I think like record players, vinyls are definitely coming back, and they have been back for a while. And like I've been investing in CDs for my car now too that I listen. Mm. So I listen to less streaming. Obviously, I don't exactly know what the technology is going to look like, but I think it'll go in cycles and waves. You know, when streaming was a huge thing, 10, 15 years ago when it first started, you know, it was the biggest thing. But now vinyls, records are coming back. CDs are slowly too. So
We're going to bring back the jukebox.
Oh, yeah.
The boombox on the shoulders coming back, Jeff.
Yes, that's a boombox.
Yes.
But I think a lot of jukebox, like restaurants and then already have.
Oh, okay, I thought I was thinking of jukebox on the shoulders.
No, jukebox, boombox like on the shoulder.
Like, like a lot of restaurants have where you can like pay to play a certain song, kind of like a jukebox.
I do it every time.
I love that.
Yep.
I hope that like physical media like stays around. Personally, right. Like I don't expect it to be the majority thing, like anywhere close to like the thing that makes the most money or is the mainstream thing necessarily. Right. But I don't know. I kind of like the physical attachment to having a product, having a thing and stuff. Right. And I sort of like the liner notes. I like the CD jacket, you know, that is, you can open it up and stuff. It's got artwork. It's got whatever it says, like who the band members are. It has all that information. Right. When you just listen to music, a song comes on, you may not even know the name of it. Or who played it or who did it, you know, but like here you can look at, if you own the thing, you might pull it out and find out like who produced it,
yeah.
You know, who played drums on this track, who did this kind of stuff. And that information I think is sometimes lost,
yeah.
You know, not around when it's just streaming.
Well, it's kind of with like books and movies, like we're getting away from DVDs, but you know, you can stream movies and physical books are becoming less popular because there's Kindles and, you know, other websites like that and stuff. Yeah.
I think that the things will come back around because trends always tend to repeat themselves at one point or another.
They tend to repeat themselves.
But I definitely don't think that, you know, like Spotify and whatnot will go away because it's way too easy to just kick it out the door.
Convenient.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I mean, I have like how many playlists on my phone and all I have to do is click it. Press play, it'll shuffle.
Yeah.
Right. It'll last me like 3 hours, you know, whatever.
And most people are not like that in touch with their feelings or their principles or their philosophy on this. And that's perfectly normal. Like we all have plenty of things that we're kind of like, oh, you know, I don't really think about that stuff.
Right.
So that's just natural, you know.
Right. And I'm kind of also like a person where I'm like, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. If this is what I've been doing, you know, might as well just keep doing that, even though like the record trend kind of like came back and... I mean, I'm interested, but I'm like, I don't have the money to just buy records all the time when I can just listen to Spotify, you know, and so.
But 10 years from now.
Kind of that, yeah.
But there's a disposable income, a little different kind of thing, and maybe that's that starts to sort of modify for you. Not that you get rid of one, but now you can indulge in both.
Both,
you
know.
Also depends on like your priorities, you know. Mm-hmm. You don't have to buy records if you need to buy food for the day or something.
Yeah, right.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and you don't have to buy records at all.
You could buy
it's not in the hierarchy of needs, you know.
I do think that
food, water,
I do think it's interesting you made this comment last week about like wanting to have the physical thing in your hands, you know. I want to own the
or at least own it, and I'm
playing in that band with that group of guys, and all of them are 15 or 20 years older than me. So, I mean, this is a different generation of music listeners, that sort of thing. And it's incredible to me the things they know about every single song we play.
Yeah.
Who played bass on the recording? Who did that? You know, who produced? All that sort of stuff, because they spent all this time with the CD jacket, the record jacket, you know, as they were listening. And they're just reading that as they're listening, you know.
Right.
And how they're consuming both the music and the creation of the music kind of at the same time. So
yeah,
it's interesting. It would be interesting to me. It will be interesting to me to see how that is affected by having the physical record or having the physical CD. And
it's just like video games. Like you used to buy a Super Nintendo game and you got a box, you got some stickers,
right?
You got the cartridge, you got the instruction manual, you got some artwork, right? That all, now it's like if you just download the game and you play the game,
right?
You know, all that other stuff is nowhere to be found. But I still have all that. It's in a box somewhere. Mm-hmm. But every once in a while, we'll be cleaning out and look at it, and it's nostalgic. It's wonderful to look at because it's like, oh, that's my, that's the box I bought. the thing and stuff. The game's over there and stuff. Yeah. But I still have the instruction manual, and that's cool. You know.
Now I will spin this question just a tiny bit for a more personal twist on the, I don't know, outlook, whatever. Anyway, you said like how I will be consuming music in my future. Well, in my future, I'm planning to major in music business, so I actually will be listening to music, you know, in
maybe
a way
you can
from
influence
like,
this.
Right. Yeah. So I could, you know, and just in the way that I would market things, because that's what I'll go into. It's music business, but it's the marketing.
Yeah.
Of it,
yeah.
Right. It's selling the music.
Yeah.
And
I'm interested to see on a little bit on that same vein, this Taylor's version thing mm-hmm. of her music.
Right.
How that impacts music production going forward, particularly mm-hmm. artists who become pretty self-sufficient and you know, can kind of right. command what they want to command, how that will change streaming networks and that sort of thing, how this whole thing sort of plays out. Because I think the music industry is at a bit of a crossroad when it comes to how are artists compensated with yeah. streaming and those sorts of things. I think there are
yeah.
some questions to be answered.
And labels are in a really awkward spot.
Right.
Because really, I think truly, this is still my opinion, but I think that like the only reason to like have a music label if you're a musician is if you want the big promotional apparatus to go along with right. it. You'll sign on to a thing and it's like, we're going to now get you in stadiums and concerts right. and doing yeah. those kinds of things. But if you're just creating the music, totally, there's no reason to do it at all. You can do it in your bedroom.
Yep.
Doesn't matter, right?
And you could release it on YouTube and you could release it as, you know, streaming on SoundCloud. I mean, there's yeah. lots of places to do this.
And I think the Taylor Swift thing, like, she also probably inspired a lot of younger artists, newer right. artists to, like, you have to make sure you know what you're getting into before right. you start or before you sign anything.
I think that's important. But somebody, I mean, Sabrina Carpenter is the name that comes to mind. She's fairly new on the scene. She doesn't have the clout to do that at this point. She's not. She yeah. can't. If she decides she's going to pull her services and try to, then she'll fall off the map. Taylor Swift is such a huge juggernaut. Mm-hmm. She had that ability. But there are other artists like yeah. that, right, who are, I mean, they could command whatever they want to command. And the industry either then has to kowtow to those demands or lose the artists in terms of revenue because she's going to get everything for
yeah. Yeah, but you so. Don't have to be like Taylor Swift superstar. I mean, like there's a lot of things between being
right.
having nothing
right.
and being a superstar. I mean, you can make a living on, you know, a lot less than that. You don't have right. to be a superstar.
Yeah, it's like Sabrina Carpenter had a kind of a unique thing because she, you know, started out as an actress. And a lot of
right.
yeah. artists like Olivia Rodrigo and Zendaya, you know, I guess she's not an artist, but you know what I mean? Like they start out as acting.
Selena Gomez.
Selena Gomez. Yeah.
Yeah.
They have this acting as well as singing. So she already had some fame to begin right. with too. Mm.
Demi Lovato.
Sure. Sorry.
I'm sure that helps.
Yeah.
It definitely does help because you have more of a fan base to listen to.
Yeah. Especially right. younger right. people, as you know, Disney just, Channel and stuff.
Yeah. Right.
Hugh Jackman. Does that count? Hugh Jackman?
Does he make his own music?
Oh, not really.
Man.
I'm not sure. He's
Harry Styles. Musical.
Harry Styles. Yeah. There you go.
I'm Harry Styles.
I'm Harry Styles.
Actor, though.
No, he's mainly really? Music, I'd yeah. say. So
I'm Harry Styles.
I have a million more things to say about
yeah, this. Yeah, weird. This conversation is
volume
not done.
Three.
Yes, no, yeah. we're completely out of time.
We can volume three, volume Emma? Four, volume oh, nine.
We're totally out of time. Yes.
Volume 15. Is it How, time to go, Cody?
There is a disturbance.
Oh, my guess.
Yeah, we call it the school bell.
Yeah.
Hey, Cody, is there a disturbance?
Can they hear the school bell?
Nine.
Oh, they can.
Nine.
Whoa, that's new.
Nine. Like
they can hear this. Yes, they can hear the school bell. Yeah. All right, Cody, time to go.
How about no, Scott?
I think we should. Oh.
No, well, okay, I'm not going to buy into Cody. This is a good conversation. Ainsley, thanks for joining us today.
Of course. Yes, thanks for having
you.
Me.
Thank
again.
You, Ainsley.
I think I said that already. But
joining us, yeah. It's always fun to have a new voice and a new face at the table.
Yes, we have had both choir co-presidents now on the
That's right.
yes. on the podcast. Huzzah. The top of the leadership.
That's right.
Top of the ladder.
Top of the totem pole.
Ruling the people.
I wouldn't go that far.
And it's good to have you two back as well. You know, be with you guys as well.
Podcast with plebs. Y'all.
Yes.
Oh. Oh.
So, Choir Corner, episode 10.
Choir Corner.
In the bag.
Thanks for listening.
Yes. Mic
drop. We'll see you again in a few weeks.
Episode 11.
That's right.
Around Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
All right. See you. All right,
on
folks.
Valentine's Day?
Around.
Anything else for the good of the order?
The order!
That is the way. All right. So long, folks. We'll see you in the next one. Say bye.
Bye.
Hasta la bye-bye.
That was my thing. I came up with that. Bye, guys.
Love, see Alexis. You, chat.
Adios.
You know the thing.
Bye, everybody. Da 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 da